Voices that inspire the extended interview.
I'm Heather Nelson, and I am the Capital Programs Project Manager at Tallahassee International Airport.
So what does that mean? What do you do?
That means that I get to work with engineers and architects during design of any of our projects, and I oversee contractors and subcontractors during the construction phase all the way through closeout of any of the construction that goes on at the airport.
So what does one need to know to do that job? Like, what got you to that job?
I think it's a lot of being in one place and listening and paying attention and asking questions and knowing that you're not going to know it all. I certainly, when I started, did not know a lot about building construction, but I was allowed to be on a project to learn how we construct buildings. I had the great benefit of working with a superintendent who had been in the industry for 25 plus years. So he was a very seasoned superintendent and helped me to understand and didn't look down on me for being a woman in construction and really helped me through that. And I think if you just immerse yourself in those conversations, find the people that are the experts and just listen to them. I went to college. I have a college degree. I have a bachelor's and a master's, but you certainly do not need those things to be in the construction industry. I think that there is a way for everybody to find their path. If you like being in the outdoors, if you like working with your hands, go into trade school and learn the trade. You can find a lot of jobs in those industries, and we need those people now. The construction industry is booming, and we really need those people to help us. So my path is a little more traditional as going to college, but I don't think you need to. I think you just need to have a want to learn.
I love that. And, you know, so do you see opportunities? Do you feel like more women are entering into these trades, or how can we encourage more women to pursue these trades?
I think definitely there are more women in these trades today, and there are more women entering the trades today. And I think ways we can encourage that is in middle school and high school. You know, we took shop class out of high school, and I think if the trades come back to schools and the girls and boys understand that there are those opportunities out there, then they're going to follow those paths. And it's not just about going to college, to regular university.
So your day-to-day office is an airport.
Yes.
What's it like to work at an airport?
Working at the airport is highly entertaining. It is never the same from day to day. I work with a great group of people here at Tallahassee International Airport. The aviation world is something that most people love to some extent. They will see the airplanes, and I mean, even as a kid, you turn and you look, and I still do that. I will still stand out on the terminal ramp and watch the aircraft take off and land. I don't think that that's something, that innovation ever gets old. So it's fascinating to work in the airport industry. It's pretty specialized, and we all know each other. It's kind of a small group of people, but obviously we have a lot of airports, and it's a large group of people that are involved with it. So you get to meet and interact with a lot of different facets.
So tell me, how long have you been at Tallahassee now, at the Tallahassee Airport?
I have been here in Tallahassee working at the airport for 10 years, and I've been working for the city of Tallahassee directly for the airport for 8.
Okay. So what keeps you inspired? The series is called Voices That Inspire. What keeps you inspired in this work?
I think it's that we get to innovate something new, and we're always looking for that something new. And to be a part of the community and to drive by and say I had a hand in building that, that's what inspires me. And to see the look on people's faces when they come through and they travel somewhere new, that spark of adventure and that travel, and it's like, oh, cool, look at that floor. Or, you know, that you remember those things about those places, and I get to have a hand in that. And I think just giving somebody that experience, that's what drives me and inspires me.
Great. So thinking back to your younger self, I imagine you didn't grow up thinking this would be the job you did. How does that, like, now knowing where you are in your career, it really is sort of great advice to that young person that, you know, you never know where your path is going to lead.
Right. Yeah. I think as my younger self, you know, I saw myself as being an astronaut. You know, that it was a big dream. And up until I was in college and realized that I didn't really like math, I kept that dream. But I always wanted to do something outside. And I always wanted to have some sort of drive to build something and leave a part of myself in those projects as we go along. And I think you just have to find what you love, because you're going to do it every single day for a good portion of your life. So you might as well love what you do. And I certainly do. I love what I do. There are tough days, of course. But if you can find something that really gets you out of bed in the morning and that you're excited to go to, I think that's how you find your place.
So one last thought. So any tips on what's coming up at the airport, what we should be expecting new-wise? Or?
Sure. There's a lot of construction going on at the airport. Of course, we're doing Terminal Rehab Phase 3, which is finishing out the concourse remodel. So more terrazzo, new carpet. We'll be powering up those seats in the waiting areas. The International Passenger Processing Facility is getting ready to kick off, which will bring Customs and Border Protection here and allow us to do some great things in the community with that. We're also going to be working with local agencies and FDOT as they widen Capitol Circle, and we improve the access to the airport and some new rental car facilities. So we have a lot of things going on at the airport. It's really inspiring to see it grow and see the new things that are coming.
That's great. Well, any final thoughts? And I'll let you get back to your day.
I don't know that I have any final thoughts, but thank you for the invite. I really appreciate it. And I think if anyone out there, you know, is listening, get involved in your local community. If you're interested in construction, the National Association of Women in Construction is always here to help.
That's great. Well, we finish it the same way we started. You just say your name and however you'd like people to remember you by.
I'm Heather Nelson, Capital Programs Project Manager for Tallahassee International Airport.
Great.